The PRO of a Ghana Water Company Limited, Stanley Marty, says legal interventions by encroachers on his property is hampering attempts to prevent encroachment. He says this is affecting plans to expand the Waita Dam and other properties of the company. Mr. Marty was speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana on the activities of encroachers along the banks of the Waita Dam. He spoke to Tekiche.
It's not as if we are powerless, but it's not within our mandate to stop the encroachers. It is the duty of the Municipal Assembly to make sure that unauthorized and unapproved structures do not spring up where they are not supposed to. So it's not as if we are powerless. It's not for us to stop them. It's not for us to demolish those structures.
But Stanley, you will agree with me that the activities of these people are a danger to a resource which we all benefit from. And so to say that it is not your mandate is what I'm trying to say is that what is the coordination like between your company and those municipal assemblies to ensure that this does not happen? Because if you stand by and wait for the municipal assembly to go ahead and demolish without you complaining or coordinating with them, then nothing will be done. Do you agree with me?
We have informed, or we always inform the Municipal Assembly, and we've used the national security on several occasions. But this recalcitrant people just come up with court orders restraining us from demolishing those structures. And when it so happens, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing that a national security can do, and a Municipal Assembly, I wouldn't want to say anything for them, because anytime anything or any structure brings up, what we do is to inform them, and we expect that they'll go in there and stop the people from continuing the property. But they allow them to complete the thing, and for us, it's not within our mandate. There's nothing we can do about it.
If you face such a problem, isn't it right for you, your company, to push for an amendment in the regulations of the district assemblies to give you that power to ensure that people do not encroach along the banks of major dams which serve as water sources for all of us?
There's a government agency in charge of those things. Okay, we wouldn't want to add that mandate to ours because we are inundated with work already. So what we do is to notify them of what is going on, and we expect them to act. We can add security services to our work.
I am not asking you to add the security services to your work, but then the security of these dams should be your concern. After all, whatever happens to the dams will be referred to you. Don't you think so?
That is why we are able to tell if any property to spring up. Okay, we are able to tell, and then what happens is we've informed the appropriate agencies and we expect them to act. You will bear with me that on several occasions we've gone in with national city and equipment to do demolition of those structures. What has been the outcome? We get caught in junctions and there's nothing that we can do. I mean, if the court restrains you from demolishing a structure, who are you to go in to demolish it?
Well, that makes me believe that my earlier assertion that you are powerless is true. But before you even answer that, Stanley,
what would you expect us to do?
How many people?
Excuse me, what would you expect us to do?
That's what I'm saying, that you are powerless.
The court says that you can't do it. Stop it. What can you do?
Mr. Marty called for discipline and cautiousness of the public when buying lands. He said even though the GWCL has been reporting activities of encroachers along the major dams in the country to the police, nothing has been done.
With all the structures that you see around, there isn't any of them that we haven't informed the Municipal Assembly about. So if those structures have been able to, they've continued those structures to the extent that people are now living in them, it means nothing or little haven't done about it. And this is going to affect the whole country, because any time we need to expand the facility, assuming, for instance, population in Accra increases, and as a result, we are unable to meet demand, so we may have to improve on our, we have to expand the facility. It means that the lands that we use have been encroached on, there will be no room for us to expand. So it is going to affect all of us. So until we as citizens become disciplined enough to stop these things, we will all be found wanting in a very short time to come. And that is what we are saying. It is not about those who are selling their lands alone, but those who are even buying the land. Okay, because if you know that the land does not belong to the one selling to you, and you pay money for it, and you put out that structure, they warn you and you continue to do it, it means you are condoning it. So we all have to be disciplined and change attitude towards some of these things.